Boom. I was talking to some people who were Christian over the last few days, and this isn't a direct attack on Christianity. It's just kind of an amazing thing that I wanted to discuss, and maybe many of you have thought about this as well. Point number one, that if you're a Christian, don't deny it, you're a Roman Catholic. You can say you're a Lutheran, you can say you're a Methodist, etc., etc., but if you haven't really changed the Bible and you utilize the New Testament, oh boy, you're a Roman Catholic. Other than there were changes that were made to Roman Catholicism, i.e. the King James Version, where he deletes out the Apocrypha. He deletes out the Book of Enoch and many other things that he finds not important to his kingship. So, now you're brainwashed. You're brainwashed by King James. Now, I'm not trying to say that, you know, Christians should use Bibles prior to, you should use Bibles prior to King James, because then you can get the full version, but then again, you're then a Roman Catholic. Go figure. The other thing that I want to address is, I think it's rather funny, Roman Catholics and Lutherans and Methodists and all these different sects of Christianity, you always seem to be bowing to, and case in point, Reverend Hagee, you all seem to be bowing to the Jews. The Jews don't give a fuck about you, number one. They don't care about your Christianity because why? They don't believe in Christ, most. And I'm saying most of them. I'm sure there's some Jews who will step forward and go, we worship Christ. No. Okay? The other thing I find interesting is you have the idea of Lucifer being Satan, and they don't believe in Lucifer. They don't believe in that fallen angel iconology. Also, the Old Testament varies from the New Testament vastly. The New Testament includes Jesus. There's no J in Judaism. Jesus. Also, how do the Christians adopt Jesus when Jesus or Jesus or whatever the name would be Jewish? So he would be the Son of God, Immaculate Conception, designed by Christianity. And if he was an important figure within the realm of religion, the Jews would follow the idea. But the Jews don't like the idea of Jesus. He's just a man. Get over yourself. When we look at what history tells us about the Son of God, there are several gods that are mentioned. Remember, in your own Bible, you mentioned gods. Not God, gods. Abraham comes from the city of Ur as an example. The city of Ur was probably about 300,000 people. So all these families that you discuss in Christianity and even Judaism probably are fraught with errors. Because Abraham would have had to be an awful busy person along with his ancestors to create some cities. The other thing I found funny is, you know, the Sumerians must have been really surprised and amazed when the God of Abraham decided to make this claim that he created the world in 3500 or 4000 BC, when the world already existed and it predated their world by hundreds of thousands of years.